Thanks to Brother Terry for introducing the things I have to say by pointing out that we quite often offer excuses for our failures and for our indiscretions. One of the greatest excuses that we offer, and I'm sure that all of us at one time or another have said this, is I don't have time, or I didn't have time. I suppose that under some circumstances that may have a degree of accuracy, but usually it is not very accurate at all. The truth of the matter is, we did not make good use of our time. We did not, as the Bible teaches us to do, redeem our time or make the very best use of that time. When Solomon was asked by the Lord to ask anything that he would as a blessing, he asked for wisdom. And a great part of that wisdom involved the use of his time. In fact, if you'll read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you'll find that almost the entire chapter is devoted to the way we use our time. And it is pointed out there that we have time to do things. Time is a space in between two eternities. From this time that you have right now, you can look back or you can remember back and you can go back to eternity. And from this point on, however long the time may be, there is eternity. We're facing eternity. The time that we have is right now. The only time that I have to use is right now. I have been told to be conscious of the time that I use while I'm here. I'm going to try to use it wisely. I'm going to try to mention some things that will benefit us and make us better. I realize that when I mention this to you, that this very much applies to me. It must, because my time is something I want to give a responsibility for or accountability for. As Brother Terry pointed out, we're all going to stand before the Lord in judgment. Also, Brother Nate mentioned, every individual that we meet in this day is going to stand before the Lord and give an account of how they spent their time here upon this earth. Time is a very precious thing. We're not given one moment to live in the future before the one we just had is taken away. It's taken away. You don't have that second, that moment to spend anymore. You used it in a certain way, and you either used it in a wise way or a foolish way. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle tells us that we should see that we walk circumspectly, upright, being aware of what's going on around us. Not just walking along, not paying attention to what is going on about us or how that our actions are affecting others. A lot of times we do that. I'm told that one of the greatest sources of accidents in our world is people walking about, watching their electronic device or something else, and running into something or someone. That happens more than auto accidents. People bump into things, break their nose and various other parts of their body, or injure others because they just were not paying attention. They weren't watching what they were doing at that particular time. The Bible says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's what we desire. We desire the wise usage of our time. And then the very next verse, verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Listen, if there's ever been an era when we need to redeem our time, it's now. Make the very best use of the time you have. Don't waste your time. An older gentleman was purported to have said to a young man, I almost envy you, young man. You have so much time and energy. When I was young, I wasted time. And now, time is wasting me. That's how some of us come to realize how old we're getting. We realize time is wasting us. And we can look back and realize that there are so many times that we've wasted time. Think of the way you've spent your life and the things you've done. Have you made the very best use of your time? Well, as I said, that's just eternity when we look back. And that's time that we cannot do anything about. But we can do something about this very next moment and the moment after that. If we're blessed by the Lord to live in that time space, we can do something about it. And so that's what I want to address, is what we're doing with our time. Do we, as children of God, really look at this in the proper perspective? Or are we just like the world? We just live our life helter-skelter. Whatever happens is going to happen. We should not. We need to want to live as wise people, not as fools. Don't be like the people in the world who just waste their time. What do people in this world do? What are they doing? Oh, they're going to this activity and that activity, this frolic and that frolic. They're involved in all kinds of organized sports and all kinds of organized activities. And look to the end of those things. What does it benefit? Well, they can look back and say, oh, I remember a time when I did that. But most likely, it wasn't spent worthwhile. I look back to my youth and I was very interested in things such as sports. I tried to excel and I had a reasonable amount of talent, but I didn't have nearly what I thought I had. I didn't realize what I had. I didn't realize that precious gift that God had given me of that time. And I can think back and I thought, why didn't I use that better? Why was I so foolish in wasting my time and my opportunities to do those things? Listen, this is a very serious matter. Right now, you have a power to do something about your time. And if the Lord blesses you with another moment or another day or another week or month or however long, consider it for its true value. It's a precious gift that God gives you to do something. In the Christian's perspective, what is time? It's an opportunity, isn't it? And that's what time is. It's an opportunity, an occasion for doing something that's good. The scripture tells us in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that we should not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let's do that. Let's realize what time is. The time we have, God has given us, and let's use it wisely. Let's wake up. Let's hold our head up and be circumspect, as our brother said. Let's be aware of some of these needs that we have time and opportunity. Listen, we have more at our disposal today than we've ever had before. We have more wealth. We have more opportunities. Let's not waste it. Let's be wise in the use of that time, to use it as an opportunity for doing good to all men. A lot of times people excuse themselves and say, well, I don't have time to help outsiders. I don't have time to help sinners. Listen, my friend, God gave you the time that you have to help both the sinner and the saint. Now, you might have a special affection for your brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's right. But we need to have time for those who are lost and undone. Do you know that, as our brother pointed out, that waitress that waits on you today, or whoever it is that serves you, they have an eternal soul, and you're given a moment, a time in space to affect them somehow or other? Maybe you have been given by the Lord just enough time to say something to them that will affect the way they live their life and spend their time upon this earth. Why not use it? Rather than to complain and show them that you're an old grouch. Why not? Why not say something good to them? Sometimes it's difficult to find something good to say to some people, but surely we can find something. We have been given opportunities to affect other people. In Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, he said, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you're going." Think about that. We're all going to that grave. Will your eternal soul look back at time that you were given the opportunity to do something and say to you, "Oh, you should have done that. You should have done that before you got here. Now there's no more time." It happens. The Lord told us how it happens. We remember that Lazarus, the story of rich man and the Lazarus, how that the rich man looked back and he saw a time that he could have helped that poor man, but he didn't. He saw now that Lazarus, who had spent his time wisely in serving the Lord, was now rewarded, but he was in torments. It bothered him so bad, he knew he didn't have time to go back. He couldn't. That time was gone for him. So he said, "Would you send somebody back to my brethren? Would you send them back to warn them that they need to wisely use their time?" And you know the answer. He was told, "Well, there's a great gulf between thee and me, and there's no way that Abraham could benefit him. Abraham's bosom could benefit him." And he was told, "They have the Word of God." The Word of God instructs us to make wise use of our time. And it warns us over there in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 13, the young widows were warned not to be gossips, not to be idle in the use of their time, not to be busybodies. And my friend, that is not just admonition given to young widows. That's given to all of us. There's nowhere in the Scriptures that we're ever encouraged to be busybodies. There is nowhere in the Scriptures that we're encouraged to be gossips or brotherhood informants, although some of us have tried it one time or another. In fact, the Scriptures look upon that very unfavorably. We're told not to be gossips, not to be busybodies, not to be going around telling everybody everything that we know and don't know. Another problem is procrastination. "Well, I'll do it someday," as the brother said. "Someday I'll do it." Procrastination is perhaps one of the greatest challenges to our time. But the Bible says, "In an acceptable time, you have heard. I have heard you," the Lord said. "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 5. Based upon our unrealistic view of the future, we sometimes waste our time. We think we have plenty of time. How much time do you have? I know I have about a minute and 15 seconds to wrap this up. I've got a timepiece here. We all have timepieces. Once a little boy asked about a preacher, "How come the preacher always looks up there at the clock?" "Well, it's a defense mechanism. He's trying to make you believe that he's aware of his time, but he's not." Listen, how much time do you have to do good? Is there somebody that you would like to talk to about their soul salvation? Now's the only time you have. What about your family? How are you bringing them up? Are you teaching them to be just good ball players, or are you teaching them to be a servant of the Lord, a good Bible student? How are we using our time? Are we using it for electronic devices? You know, I've wasted a lot of time in my life watching television. And I can look back at it, and I can honestly tell you, every moment I ever spent watching a TV program, I've wasted that time. Now, that's the honest truth in my evaluation. Nowadays, the devil has helped us. We don't have to have a TV. We can just carry it around in our hand, can't we? How many valuable conversations we pass up because we're looking at our electronic device. Let's be more aware of our time. Let's not spend our time as fools. I've wasted my time here and I'm over. I've got to quit. Let's be more aware of the way we use our time.